Matthew. As we have heard, the desire and the exercise is to look into the matter of faithfulness. It's a wonderful trait that ought to characterize everyone that belonged to the Lord Jesus. Yet, it's seldom found. It was personified in the person of the Lord Jesus when he walked here on the earth as a man. He is the faithful one. In the scripture, faithfulness is very closely linked with the hard circumstances of the desert, of the wilderness, where there is no comfort, where there is no sustenance. There, faithfulness is tested, and very few come through the test. It is also closely linked with the last days, with the coming of the Lord Jesus. That's where faithfulness, when everything characterized by unfaithfulness, faithfulness is tested when we are so taken up with the fact that any moment the Lord Jesus might come. Some heart might grow cold, and some might be faithfully remaining true in their affection and fidelity to the Lord Jesus. You probably find it very interesting that the first time faithfulness was mentioned in the scripture is in the book of Numbers, the book of the wilderness, towards the very end of the wilderness journey. God himself bear witness of Moses in chapter 12 and in verse 7. The first time that expression is mentioned concerning Moses, my faithful servant, he is faithful over my house. That's what characterized Moses. In a desert circumstances, he remained faithful to his God, and the scripture bear witness of it. The Lord admonished his people in the book of Revelation, the church of Smyrna, one that had suffered much persecution. The Lord admonished them, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. It is in dire circumstances faithfulness is tested and must be shined. But God does not ask us anything unless he provides for us a standard and an example. The standard is the Lord Jesus. The example is the Lord Jesus. And that's why we have the portion in the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke presents to us the Lord Jesus as a perfect man. The beauty, the holiness, and the perfection of his manhood shines forth in that gospel. And we wanted to look this morning, by the help of the Lord, into the 40 days where the Lord Jesus was in the desert. Every and each one of us have those 40 days. It's the story of our life. It was the story of the journey of the children of Israel. 40 days in the wilderness. It is time of testing. And here is the perfection of the Lord Jesus was shown in those 40 days when he was tested by the devil. Now the enemy does not bring anything new. He has three tactics. That's all he has. And he used them over and over and over again. He used them in the book of Genesis in the Garden of Eden. He used them in Luke 4, and he continued to use them all the time. I want you to consider this Bible reading as a briefing session, where we're going to expose the ways of the enemy, and where we're going to expose, or we're going to look upon with wondering eyes, at the perfection of the Lord Jesus as a man when he faced the enemy. How did he face the attacks of the enemy? We might touch on how true he was to his baptism. We might touch on very briefly how he was as a perfect man led by the Spirit. But the burden was exercised, dear saints of God, and we will take the admonish that we were admonished with, to look at the perfection of the Lord Jesus, His faithfulness, how He responded to the attacks of the enemy. One thing I want to highlight here, as we will talk about that, and I'm sure that the brethren will bring it over and over again. In the testing of the Lord Jesus, it wasn't to show that He could sin. I want to highlight that from the beginning of the reading. We are going to talk to Him about a perfect, talking about Him as a man, as a perfect man. The Lord Jesus, the Scripture declared to us that in Him there was no sin. He did no sin. And He knew no sin. The Lord Jesus could not sin. So why is it testing? It is the acid test. It is to prove and to show to us the perfection of His manhood. The enemy came in to test that. Now you and I will face the same attack. You and I have something in us that would respond to sin. We will get into that into the second session and into the third session. But now, let's look into that portion. Let's make our comment brief. Let's focus on the subject. Let's recognize who is sitting and listening. May the Lord give us grace that as a result of our reading together, that the Word of God would have a strong hold of our hearts. That as a result of that, we will be displaying those very same features that the Lord Jesus displayed here for the glory of God. Thank you.